My brothers and sisters, St. Paul says something in the second reading today that when I read it in preparation for Mass this weekend, I felt like I heard it for the first time. Actually, I think I'd never read those words before, and I would not have believed them 3 months ago. And I say this because I think many of us are in that same boat. He says this, "To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit." So he's saying to every single disciple of the Lord, the Holy Spirit gives charisms for the building up of the church. So he's not talking about the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. He speaks about that elsewhere. He's talking about special charisms, manifestations of the Holy Spirit in the lives of every single one of us. And traditionally, those are numbered at 24. Now, remember about 9 months ago, we hosted a gifts seminar about charisms of the Holy Spirit. I remember I'm sitting in the church, the presenter's up here, and I'm like, man, how come no one has ever talked about this before? I've never heard of these things. And I'm going through this discernment testing, and I realize I have gifts, charisms, that the Holy Spirit's given me that I did not know about, and so I could never use them. And so the last 9 months, I've started to implement them, and He has used them so beautifully. My brothers and sisters, that's true for every single one of us. And I bet most people sitting here right now say, Father, I don't have any charisms from the Holy Spirit. Right? I've got nothing special going on. So the Holy Spirit wants you to know today on Pentecost that you do. St. Paul says so. The Holy Spirit is telling you so through St. Paul. Those words are eternally true, every single individual. And so I want to share just the last 3 months, what I've experienced is amazing. As people have come forward and their gifts are revealed. So a woman comes to me, she said, Father, I wanted to find out what charisms have I been given. And so I went to a woman with certain gifts to help me discern this. And I sit down with her and she looks at me and she says, are you a dreamer? And I said, well, yeah, I guess so. I mean, I dream often. She says, are your dreams vivid? She says, yeah, actually, they're so vivid. Sometimes I think they're real. She says, do your dreams ever come true? And the woman says, well, what do you mean? She said, you have experiences where all of a sudden you go, oh my gosh, that just happened. I saw that in my dream in the past. The woman said, all the time. She said, do you have recurring dreams? She said, yes, there's one dream I've had for 24 years. She said, you have the gift of prophecy. God shows you future events and He wants to use that for the building up of His kingdom. I had another lady come to me and she sits down. We're having a regular conversation. She came for a totally different reason. And all of a sudden as she's talking, I'm realizing, I think she's got a really unique gift. And I ask her, I say, you know, when you meet people or when you walk into a room, do you feel like you know things about people in the room? Or like you see things about someone? And she said, well, gosh, yeah, you know, sometimes I'll walk in a room and I am so inundated that I have to leave because it's like so much information is coming at me. I feel what people in the room are feeling. And then it's through their feelings, I know what's going on in their lives. She said, sometimes I meet people and I know their sins. And she said, it's actually been confirmed for me where later on I discovered that that is indeed what was happening in their lives. She said, Father, sometimes I know if they're telling the truth or if they're lying. She has this extraordinary gift for discernment of spirits. How does that work when someone knows that they have it? So this lady I know who has this gift, a gentleman comes to see her and he's heard that she has this gift. So he sits down with her and I was present. And he says, okay, what do you got for me? All right, tell me something about myself. And she looks at him and she said, you used to be in the mafia. He says, what? He said, no one knows. That was 30 years ago. I've confessed all those sins. And she said, yeah, but a curse was put on you when you joined them. And I can see the curse. And it needs to be broken. I had a guy come to me and he shared with me that he was prayed over by someone. And he spiritually left his body. Where he went, he said to some, it felt like a celestial place, yet he could still see his body and the man praying over him. So he goes and he comes to me and he says, Father, you know, what's that? And I said, well, have you ever had that happen before? He said, gosh, I'd never thought about it, but yeah, numerous times where my spirit is taken from my body. He said, I remember one time I was with my family. We were gathered around with my parents, and all of a sudden I was in the corner of the room, and I could see everything with a panoramic vision, and I was able to see things that I would not otherwise have been able to see. And then he went on to describe other occasions. My brothers and sisters, he has the gift of bilocation, where he can spiritually leave his body and go to another place and see things that he could not otherwise see. One more example, and then I'll come to a conclusion here. A man came to me and he said, Father, numerous times over the years, people have asked me to pray for them. And I pray for them, and months or years later, they say, gosh, I think I was healed in and through your prayers. And the guy says, you know, Father, I always just thought, well, okay, maybe they were misdiagnosed or, you know, somebody else's prayers. He said, well, Father, a man came to me and said, I have fibromyalgia. And someone told me that you prayed for them and they were healed. Will you pray over me? He said, Father, the man contacted me the next day and he said, last night was the first night in 15 years that I did not ice my back before going to bed. That man came to him 2 weeks later and said, I just went to the doctor. Every 3 months, because I have fibromyalgia, I have to go in for a routine checkup. He said, the doctor examined me. He sits down, takes off his gloves, and he said, I don't know what you're doing, but your body does not match the last 15 years you've been coming to see me. Your body is healthy and strong. Are you taking the medication? He said, Doc, I threw it out 2 weeks ago. This man has the gift of healing. Think how God can use that for the building up of the church. And the Holy Spirit says, every single person has charisms given by me. I close with this. I was telling my younger brother about, you know, these happenings and these gifts that people are given. So like a week later, I'm with him and he says, hey, I started praying for charisms from the Holy Spirit. I said, gosh, Matt, that's awesome. I said, what are you praying for in particular? He said, oh, I'm praying for all of them. And I said, wait, all 24? He said, well, yeah, you know, what I think is if I just ask for one or two, I might only get one or two. But if I ask for all of them, I'll definitely get the gifts that God wants to give me. And he said this, he said, but, you know, our Lord says, anything you ask the Father in my name, I will give. I'm thinking that maybe God will see my confidence in Him and He'll give me gifts that He had not planned on giving me. My brothers and sisters, when Satan knows that someone has a gift, and Satan knows this line in Scripture that every single one of us has charisms, what does he want to do? Make sure that you do not discover them, because then you might use them for God's glory. Or he'll get someone to use them for the building up of the kingdom of darkness. For example, when someone goes to a psychic or a palm reader or a fortune teller and they're told things about their past or they're told things that will happen in the future and those things happen, that person really has a gift given by God. It's real. And Satan uses it. And God wants that gift for the salvation of souls and the building up of the church. My brothers and sisters, on this Pentecost, it's important to begin to pray, Holy Spirit, reveal the charisms you've given to me so that I can work with you for the salvation of souls. Help to uncover them for God's glory.